Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello again from the news desk at the North Pole. I'm L. Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. Santa Claus launched from the North Pole 3.5 hours ago, and we're still awaiting word of his first deliveries. But, believe it or not, there is a lonelier outpost somewhere out there at this hour on the island of Tahiti. We are joined from there now by Elf Conrad Potter, who runs the North Pole Office of Information in Tahiti. Conrad, I've never heard of the North Pole Office of Information. What is it?
We have a few offices like this in certain places, Frank. In Tahiti, it is my job to explain why Tahiti is never one of the first visits of Santa Claus and is usually one of the very last.
That's a really good question, actually. After all, isn't Tahiti close to Samoa? Samoa seems to go first a lot.
That's what a lot of people think when they look at a map. But we're actually better than 1,500 miles east of there as the seagull flies, Frank. But that's not the half of it. They are on the other side of the international dateline and we're on the other. Right now, at this very minute, it's Christmas Eve all around the world, except for us. It's only December 23rd here.
Holy smokes, that's terrible. So you have to sit there, listening to Kringle Radio as news of Santa's deliveries happen everywhere else, and wait for about another 24 hours before Santa even gets to you?
That's right. I'll be saying that over and over to people who call in with that question, Frank.
Hang in there, Alf. We're thinking of you. From the North Pole, where we know better than anyone what it's like to be last on Santa's delivery schedule, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.